This is to Mr. Ralph Lauren, 505 Fifth Avenue, New York City. I seen on the TV, Mr. Lauren, that you have a men's cologne you call Chaps. Man, it's probably a manly scent, or you wouldn't have called it that. Myself, I never use the stuff, and this may sound a little harsh, but I think men use cologne to hide the fact they haven't washed. So I can't really comment on the product, though I'm sure it smelled just fine. It's the way you say the name Chaps that chaps my cowboy behind. You see, the name is derived from the Spanish word chaparajos, which in turn gets its name from the word chaparral, which again in Spanish means a dense thicket of thorny brush and trees which all manner of cowboys have ridden through for centuries. Thus needing protection for their legs, these chaparajos were fashioned from cowhide and are the leather leggings cowboys wear that come without the backside. Then us gringos got a hold of the word and shortened chaparajos to chaps. Much the same way we took the word tapadero and condensed it to taps. So the CH sound is really pronounced with an SH sound, you see, and to an old cowboy that's worn chaps all his life, it seems a travesty that you would use a cowboy's manly image to sell your fancy smell to the herd and never even take the time to learn how to say the word. Because the truth is, Mr. Lauren, even though I'd like to console you, anyone who says chaps for chaps don't know chit from chinola.